God's grace to you and peace from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We're continuing our sermon series on prayer. Is God listening? Particularly when sin is recognized. Before we get into this as a sort of a good introduction, we need to take a look at the special events that occurred this last week. The church actually celebrated Reformation Day on October 31st. Because Martin Luther, on the eve of All Saints Day, November 1st, nailed 95 theses on the church door in Wittenberg. Those theses was basically an encouragement for the church to get back to proclaiming the gospel message. The forgiveness of sins to all people offered freely through our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. During this last week, however, many of us, we may have remembered that Wednesday was Reformation Day, but Wednesday was also a special day in our world, especially here in the United States, in which many people celebrated Halloween. And there's an interesting parallel here. The gospel that Martin Luther is trying to encourage us to hang on to is to receive the gift of our Lord freely, without cost. On Halloween, I had the wonderful opportunity to hand out gifts of chocolate, to those who came to my front door. Now, I will admit, I didn't know who these kids were. Some of them I did, maybe. I didn't ask whether they were good kids or bad kids. They just knew that if they came to my door and rang my doorbell and said, trick or treat, they got a gift. They could have been really mean and rotten kids. It didn't matter. They still got the gift. So it's also true with us and the forgiveness of sins that we're talking about today. What happens when we realize our sinfulness? Well, because we believe and trust in the mercies of God, we get the gift. It's like Halloween. We come before our Lord and Savior, and what does He do? Does He say, well, let's see how good you've been this last year? No. He gives you the gift. You come before Him expecting the gift. You get the gift. Sounds like Halloween. Kids come into the door. They get the gift. Same is true for us. We get the gift when we realize and recognize our sinfulness. And so we come before our Lord when we have sinned, and when we have fallen short of His glory, which should be every day, every moment, so to speak, and we confess our sins. Now, some of you may be saying, okay, Pastor, don't we do that on Sunday morning? When we come to the divine service, at the beginning of the divine service, we have that confession and that absolution. And sure enough, we do. And some of us may be thinking, well, then why do I have to go to God in prayer? Isn't it enough that I just come on Sunday morning? And if you've ever thought that way, we just sort of need to stop for a moment and back up. Because we have to ask the really good test question here. When were your sins forgiven? And let me illustrate with our gospel reading for today. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, a chief tax collector. And from the people of Israel's point of view, that was the worst sin you could possibly commit. It was bad enough being the tax collector, but if you were the chief tax collector, it was even worse. So when, according to our gospel reading, would it be that Zacchaeus understood the gift of God? Because what do we have? We have Zacchaeus wanting to see Jesus. Zacchaeus climbing up a tree to see Jesus. Jesus coming by and Jesus saying to Zacchaeus, I'm going to come and be at your house today. Zacchaeus coming back down, prepares a wonderful meal. And then at that meal, he basically says, I'm going to give half my goods to the poor. And if I defrauded of anyone, I will restore it fourfold. Some people may say that Zacchaeus got that forgiveness, that gift of God, when he promised to give to the poor and to restore anyone he defrauded fourfold. That's not correct. Because that's based upon what Zacchaeus has done. When did Zacchaeus get the gift of God, so to speak? When the Lord invited himself over. It is the Lord who forgives sins. So when is it that your sins are forgiven? Is it when you come Sunday morning and you confess your sins? I, a poor, miserable sinner? Is it when you come in prayer and you say, okay, Lord, I just got through committing a sin. I'm really sorry. Lord, forgive me. Your sins are forgiven when, again, the Lord invites himself. When does that occur? When Jesus dies on the cross for the forgiveness of your sin. Yes, 2,000 years ago. That was a long time ago. And you had nothing to do with it. That may make us feel a little bit uneasy here. But getting back to my Zacchaeus announcement here, or the passage from the gospel reading, was it enough that he gave to the poor? Was it enough that he undid his defrauding fourfold? That isn't what brings about forgiveness. It's Christ who brings about forgiveness. So we come here today with an understanding that, yes, we have been forgiven 2,000 years ago. When Jesus dies on the cross, all the sins of the whole world were forgiven. Even those who don't believe in him, they were forgiven. Even those who do believe, even those who confess their sins on a daily basis or confess them once a week or once a month, all sins of the whole world were forgiven upon Calvary's cross, just like Halloween. Those kids that come in costume, I don't ask them about their work performance, whether they've been listening to their moms or dad, whether they've been good kids, whether they've been nice to their teachers. I mean, I could have been handing out gifts of candy to juvenile delinquents. It doesn't matter. Because this was the day gifts were going to be given out to anyone who came and trusted in the mercy of the Bala household, so to speak. So it is with our Lord and Savior. He gives his gifts to all. We believe and trust in the mercies of God, and we receive those gifts with thanksgiving. This helps give us a better understanding upon prayer. So a special pattern, you could say, that for those who truly understand this grace that comes through the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it changes us, just like it changed Zacchaeus. He understood this grace now, and it changed him. And he said, what am I going to do? Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I will restore it fourfold. So for the Christian, as we receive the gifts of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, does it change us? And it does, especially in response to prayer, when we realize our prayer and realize our sinfulness, it does change us. How does it change our prayer? Is first of all, our prayer should be focused upon Christ and him crucified. Yes, we should supposed to be praying for what we need, but we also pray about what God has already done for us. The greatest gift of all is not the special request I have of God in my heart for some thing or for some other person, but the greatest gift of all is the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The forgiveness of sins we already have. You see, this is where it's really, really important. You don't get the forgiveness of sins because you ask for it. You get the forgiveness of sins because Jesus gave it to you 2,000 years ago. You have forgiveness. You have the gift. So we, in our prayers, we pray about what God has already done for us and saying, Lord, thank you for forgiving me. Restore me. Lift me up. Encourage me. Help me to change. Help me to soften my hard heart. Help me to be loving as Zacchaeus was and giving. Our prayers of forgiveness should also note that of the special relationship we have with Christ, that there is healing and there is change. But our hearts are hardened. And because of this, we often take this gift and we sort of shake our head and going, wait a minute, It just doesn't make sense to me. And so let me again continue this gift analogy and try to make it a little clearer. The gifts I handed out on Halloween, how long were they appreciated? How long did they last? Well, if they were like me as a little boy, they may have lasted a day or two, depending on how many gifts I would have collected. Some people can restrain themselves with chocolate and maybe will make it last a little bit longer. But do they last for a year or two? No, the chocolate sort of is considered disposable and it's consumed fairly quickly. But then do they value it? Do they sit there and say, oh yeah, I remember the Bala household. I remember that house where he gave me any choice of anyone that I wanted. No, more than likely my house won't be remembered. The gift was probably appreciated at the time, consumed, and then forgotten. But that's why with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when sin is recognized, we don't just immediately forget the gift. We are drawn back to the gift. And there is a relationship here. And so the more we offer in our prayers a repentant heart, the more we realize our sinfulness, the stronger this relationship between us and Christ is. And we value this relationship. And now let me compare and contrast. Instead of the chocolate bars that were being handed out for Halloween as the gift, what happens if someone gave you a very important gift? A gift that was not consumed, but a gift that you remembered and you cherished. And every day when you looked at that gift, you were reminded of the relationship you have with this person. That would be a better example of the gift of forgiveness that God gives to us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to remember what God has already done for us and remember that His death and resurrection for the forgiveness of sins is the best gift. And yes, because of that gift, our Lord is encouraging us to change, to soften our hard hearts, to reflect His love and His mercies as part of valuing that relationship. So as we value the relationship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we grow, we realize more our sinfulness. It sounds kind of strange. The closer we get connected to Christ, the more we value that relationship, the more we realize we're really undeserving of that relationship. And that is how faith is strengthened. Not on what you have done, but what God has done for you. So this day we remember, is God listening? Does God listen to my prayers even when I sin? The answer is yes. When sin is recognized, this is actually a good thing. It draws us closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It reminds us of His mercies so we do not get caught up in the wonderful blessings He has given to us and think that's all there is of God. No. The wonderful blessings He has given to us are great gifts, but the ultimate gift is the gift of eternal life when sin is recognized. So this day, as we just got through celebrating Reformation Day and All Saints Day, we thank God for that gift. All who believe and trust in Jesus Christ are considered saints, whether they're with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ now in heaven above or whether they're still with us now here on earth. And this is a day that the church reminds us that, yes, we are saints, guaranteed that place in heaven, not because of what you have done, but because what Christ has already done 2,000 years ago. So this is the reason why we celebrate. This is the reason why the church is decorated and why it is a major festival. It's a festival of gifts being realized through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.